Welcome back to Head Games. We want to thank Tim Brown from Fox Sports, my good friend J.C. Pearson, Larry Weissman from USA Today, Amy Mullins from the Women's Sports Foundation. Tomorrow's show, Peter Robey from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society, Kevin Young, baseball star from Major League Baseball, talking about blacks in baseball, talking about spitting, brawls, violence, all that fun stuff. Then we'll go to U Sports, talking about people that start too early, kids that are being coached with professionals at the age of 4 or 5. When to say when to start too early. And speaking of Michelle Wee and starting too early, Gary McCord, is there an age when a golfer should wait to play? Is there a time when you can just let them have fun and not worry about the fundamentals?
Well, you should always worry about the fundamentals, especially when they're young. You just started off right, and they're going to end up playing golf like you do. So you get a
Thank
nice...
Thank you.
Good.
And you haven't even
nice
seen me play.
No, I haven't, but I can just assume. Give them a nice foundation.
And you're right.
If they want to go in and let them, then go let them play. Let them have fun. Don't push them or anything like that. If they like it, you know, it's tough to get kids into golf with all the other stuff going on, the basketball, the baseball, and so forth. But now with Tiger being there and running the show, basically, and making all that money, there's a lot of parents are kind of going pushing their kids towards golf because it's kind of a, you know, it sounds like a pretty good deal. So you get them a good foundation and let them go. But I don't like the parents, you know, pushing them and going to the tournaments and yelling at them and stuff like that. That just doesn't get it. Just let them have some fun. If they want to get good, let's forget a lesson.
Yeah, don't you think the foundation, though, is, yes, it's basic stroke wisdom, but it's also knowing how to have fun, just the sheer joy of hitting the ball and nothing else?
Well, yeah, I can just tell you, when I grew up, my parents just dropped me off at the golf course, and I'd go 45, 50, 54 holes a day on this stuff. And it was a babysitter, you know. It was perfect. You just go out and have some fun and go, and I liked it, you know. I liked the solitude of the whole thing, so... And no one really pushed me into it, and I just kind of, you know, went about my way and got in the tour and did all that stuff. So it was that's the way I did it. The kids nowadays, I think, there's more of a foundation to it.
Well, thanks for joining us, Gary. Appreciate all the great stuff you do on CBS. We'll be looking for you, big guy, and Happy New Year.
You too, big boy. We'll see you later.
We love you, man. Again, we want to thank Tim Brown, J.C. Pearson from Fox Sports. We want to thank Larry Weissman from USA Today and Amy Mullins from the Women's Sports Foundation. If you want to learn more about this, go to headgamesradio.com. You can click on to get all the highlights. Tomorrow's show again. Kevin Young, one of the more interesting baseball players, talking about blacks in baseball. They're only 9% in baseball versus about 80% in the NBA and 70% in the NFL. Peter Robey from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society. And then U Sports, when to say when. If you want to talk about when your child should learn the joy of sport versus worrying about winning or losing, stay tuned for tomorrow's show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.